KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 71. Good morning. George Blummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Tuesday, July 24th. News sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust in the Glen Haven Retirement Village. Lots of sunshine and warm temps today, high about 95. Investigators credit the public for the arrest of a man suspected of a church break-in. The story part of today's Cool News.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Chickasha police are thanking the public and alert employees of a local store for the arrest of a suspect accused of burglarizing College Heights Baptist Church. The man was in custody in just a matter of days after investigators distributed video surveillance from the church to the mass media and social media. Authorities say after an employee at Walmart thought he recognized the suspect and called police, the suspect arrested in the Walmart parking lot Friday night. After spending the weekend in jail, prosecutors charged 29-year-old Patrick Don French with second-degree burglary. That's a felony. French remains in jail in lieu of a $15,000 bond. The investigation did lead to the recovery of some of the stolen merchandise, which was found in a couple of local homes. Those items were returned to the church. More than 20 people arrested in connection with the cockfighting ring in western Oklahoma. It happened near the small Kiowa County town of Cooperton, south of Hobart, over the weekend. Officers from the Kiowa County Sheriff's Office, Snyder Police Department, and the Oklahoma Highway Patrol converged on the site Sunday. Authorities found 16 dead birds. 50 others were rescued. Investigators received an anonymous tip that led to the raid. Authorities are looking for several other individuals in connection with their investigation. As the nation's population ages, more health care workers are needed to take care of the growing number of older patients. The South Central Oklahoma Workforce Board to be meeting in Chickasha next week to hear from professionals and educators to listen to their concerns about the industry. Trina Southard with the Workforce Board says while there is a need to grow a top-notch workforce in all job sectors, right now, they are focusing on healthcare for this particular program. She says the hope is to be able to provide opportunities for individuals who may believe employment might be out of reach for them. The plan is to do that through education and training. The program at the Canadian Valley Technology Center next Tuesday, July 31st, 11:30 to 1. The program free and open to the public. The South Central Oklahoma Workforce Board serves 8 counties in the region, including Grady, Caddo, Comanche, Stevens, and McLean counties. Coming up on 4.5 minutes after 8 o'clock, more Cool News coming right up.
Thinking about your loved one's future? There comes a time when a beloved family member needs an assisted living center or perhaps a nursing home. You want one that's close by, that's clean and caring, and will take care of your loved one just like they would one of their own. We would love to recommend Chickasha's Glen Haven Retirement Village at 29th and Iowa. Call Glenda Hamilton. Take a tour. Find out about Glen Haven Retirement Village. They're at 29th and Iowa here in Chickasha. Call 224-0909.
We are only 1 month into summer, so a lot of hot weather is still ahead for the next few weeks. And that's not stopping groups from planning activities for when temperatures are more tolerable this fall. One of those events, the annual Rock Island Arts Festival, a 3-day event that'll feature a lot of family-friendly activities. Something new this year, a food truck competition. Returning to the festival will be the Rock Island Ride for the second consecutive year. That's an opportunity for bike enthusiasts to spend a day in the area. The Rock Island Arts Festival to be held at Chickasha's Rock Island Railroad Depot during the final weekend in September. Also being planned for late September, the Chickasha Chamber of Commerce Fall Celebration, when the business community will gather to celebrate the city's future. Entertainment will be provided by local band Dollar 98. The chamber looking for investors to help with the event. You're asked to RSVP Chamber President Mark Rath to help out. The fall celebration is September 27th, just the day before the Rock Island Arts Festival. A couple of energy firms with Oklahoma ties reporting some big numbers for the second quarter of 2018. Halliburton reporting earnings from continuing operations $511 million, 58 cents a share. That's a far cry from the first quarter where the company only reported $1 million in earnings. Operating income was more than double, up to $789 million. OK Energy Today reporting Halliburton officials said total company revenue was $6.1 billion with a B, and that's a 7% increase. Schlumberger, in the meantime, announced revenue of $8.3 billion for the second quarter, an increase of 6%. Last week, Schlumberger's board of directors approved a quarterly cash dividend of 50 cents a share. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange down slightly to $67.89 a barrel. London-based Brent crude fairly steady, $73.06. Natural gas down a bit to $2.72 per million BTUs. Metals were down as well, gold to $1,294 and silver $15.50. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot today, looking for a high in the mid-90s. Right now, after a morning low of 68, we're at 71 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. 7.5 minutes after 8 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Gonzalez Pest Control gets rid of pests, does weed control, and even has the means to insulate your home or outbuildings against the elements and those pesky pests. But did you know they can stop the sap from dripping and covering your vehicles? Yes, they can. Are you tired of getting into your car or truck in the mornings with sticky sap droplets all over the windshield and all over the vehicle? Gonzalez Pest Control. Call 224-DEBUG.
In sports, a number of former high school baseball players from this area will be playing in the All-State Games in Tulsa today at Oral Roberts University. From Amber Pocasset on the Small West team, Hunter Hughes and Hayden Savage. From Amber Pocasset, Luke Lewis. From Fort Cobb Broxton, Tyler Ritchie. Luke Lewis is from Fort Cobb Broxton. Tyler Ritchie's from Binger Oney. And Kevin Porras and Wyatt Cherry, both of Lokiba Sickles on the Small West team. Large West team, Jake and Snyder of Elgin. Tyler Polk of Duncan and Rhett Kuba of El Reno. All-State tennis today, too. West boys teams include Anthony Miller of Anadarko. West girls team includes Addie Watkins of Duncan. And the All-State volleyball game going on today, too. He coached in one of the most memorable small school state baseball title games ever. John Hamilton, who coached Gracemont in an epic Class B title game against Asher back in 1971, recently passed away. Hamilton was 76. Hamilton's son, Scott, who lives in Durant, reached out to the Oklahoman's Barry Trammell recently to let him know of his father's passing. Both of them recalled the Class B title game in 1971 between Gracemont and Asher, a 17-inning marathon. The two pitchers went the distance, combined to strike out more than 70 batters. Asher would win the game 1-0, but now 47 years later, the two pitchers in that game still rank number 2 and number 3 respectively in the National Federation of State High School record book. Asher pitcher Billy Brim struck out 37 batters. Gracemont's Joey Edlin struck out 35. The Oklahoma City Dodgers return to Bricktown Ballpark for a 7-game homestand that begins tonight. They'll be at home through next Monday. This evening, they'll open up a 3-game series with Albuquerque. Later this week, they'll have a 4-game series with El Paso. Our cool news, weather, and sports today brought to you by the Glen Haven Retirement Village and the First National Bank and Trust.